For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Have you ever felt helpless in prayer? You maybe feel like, I don't know what to pray for. I don't know who to pray for. I don't know how to pray. I don't know why I should pray. What's the point in prayer? Maybe you go to pray and nothing comes out. You come to the Lord in prayer and nothing comes out. You feel utterly helpless. Maybe you just feel numb when it comes to prayer, or exhausted, or confused, or even scared about prayer. Or maybe you listen to your own prayers, and as you hear them, you're thinking, they're so boring. They're so repetitive. They're so formal. They're so small. And if I hear them like that, how does God hear them? And so you just feel helpless. You maybe fall to your knees or fall to the ground or just lie there and think, what's the point? I feel helpless. All I have is sighs and groans. Where can we get help when we feel helpless in prayer? Because I'm sure there's not one person here who's never felt helpless in prayer, and some of us feel it almost all the time. Or at least there are seasons in our lives when we feel this utter helplessness in prayer. Where can we get help when that happens? Well, thankfully, God has provided us with three helps in prayer. And we're going to look at the first of these helps today. Next time, we'll look at the help of the Lord Jesus. The time after that, we'll look at the help of God's people. But today, we want to look at the help of the Holy Spirit. And this is actually a chapter that's full of the help of the Holy Spirit. Just look at a few ways the Holy Spirit helps us. In verse 2, we're told that the Spirit frees us. He set us free in Christ Jesus. In verse 9, we're told that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. He takes up occupancy inside of us and stays there. In verse 13, we're told he kills sin. By the Spirit, we put to death the deeds of the body. In verse 14, we're told that the Spirit leads us. If we are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons and daughters of God. In verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So there's a lot of ways the Spirit helps us. But today, we're focused on the Spirit's helping us in prayer. As verse 26 puts it, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. So how does the Holy Spirit help us in prayer? Well, the Spirit helps us by groaning in us, with us, and for us. The Holy Spirit helps us by groaning in us, with us, and for us. The word here for help, the Spirit helps, is literally heaves together with or lifts up together with. And the picture is of somebody trying to carry a heavy weight and someone else comes along, takes the other side of it, and together they move the heavy weight. And so the Spirit here is portrayed as helping us lift, helping us heave a weight. And in this case of prayer, heaving prayer heavenwards. To understand this, I want us to think of a stage, a theater, and a stage. And I say that because I came across a really helpful quote from an older theologian, Professor John Murray, no relation, but who taught at Westminster Theological Seminary some years ago. He said this: the children of God have two divine intercessors. Intercessor meaning someone who prays for us. The children of God have two divine intercessors. Christ is their intercessor in the court of heaven. That's what we'll look at next time. The Holy Spirit is the intercessor in the theaters of their own hearts. You see there the stage, the theater illustration. We want to look at how is the Holy Spirit praying for us in the theater of our own hearts. Well, the Holy Spirit's work is here in the deep, dark, desperate places of our hearts, right? That's the stage. The believer's heart is the stage where the Spirit does his great work. So think of your heart as a stage, as a place that the Holy Spirit is working. And on this stage, as in every stage, there's a prompter. I don't know if you were here for the Christmas, the kids' Christmas show. We had some prompters sitting over there just behind the wooden pillars. I think they were only needed once. But there were people there with the script, so that if any of the children forgot their lines, then they would prompt the children. Or if any of the children were in the wrong place, they would say, hey, move over. So in the sidelines, behind the curtain, as it were, in every theater show, there is a prompter, somebody there to cue help for those who need it. Someone on the sidelines who is there to intervene and help at the right time. I notice there's quite a few people going out to help somebody who's obviously got some medical issues. So let's just stop and pray for that right now, okay? Great physician, we commit this sick person into your care and pray for those trying to care for them, that they would be given wisdom to use their skills in an effective and successful way. We pray for help to know what to do in this situation, and that you would be the helper of the helpless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I'm just going to pause and make sure that everything's okay before continuing. Okay, so I will be back in just a moment. Well, it looks like everything will be okay, so let's try and refocus and hear God's word this morning. We've been looking at the prompter and the Holy Spirit as the prompter, the one on the sidelines who is there to help us to pray. And what this passage tells us is that he prays for us by prompting groanings in our hearts. He prompts us to pray with groanings. As it says here, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Maybe we can think of this in terms of a dad teaching a son archery. So when a dad teaches a kid archery, I would imagine, I've never done this, but I've watched it. He takes the son's hands, puts it on the string, puts another hand in the bow, puts an arrow there, and shows him when to pull back and when to let go. His hands are on the child's hands. So the child is pulling back the string, the child is bending the bow, and the child is sending the arrow, but it's only because the dad's hands are over his. And so, in a sense, both of them are doing this. You can't say it's only the child, you can't say it's only the dad. And so it is with this prompting work of the Holy Spirit, this groaning. The Holy Spirit puts the groanings in our heart. They are his groanings, but we groan them. We send them heavenwards. We heave them heavenwards as he heaves them heavenwards. And it's important to note here that those on the stage, those who are groaning here with the prompting of the Spirit, are God's people. Notice that it says here, he intercedes for us. And then verse 27, the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So as the rest of this chapter makes clear, it's speaking here of the Christian heart. This is not an unbelieving heart. This is a heart that has the Holy Spirit in it and therefore is regenerated, has the Holy Spirit, and is being stirred up by the Spirit to groan heavenwards. So when we are praying and all that's coming out are groans and sighs and moans and even just grunts, even just breathless expressions, it's the Holy Spirit who is giving us these lines. He is prompting us. We don't realize it, just as nobody sees the prompter behind the curtain. The Holy Spirit often works in the background. So here, we're not realizing it. We don't recognize it. We just think it's our groans, and they're pathetic groans, and they're awful groans, and they're pointless groans, but they're actually being prompted, being stirred up, being inspired by the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, although we cannot put any meaning on these groans, they're wordless, yet they are true prayer. They are real prayers that are really going up and being heard by God. And he is the audience for this. The audience is not ourselves. The audience is not other people. But the audience is God. So you have the stage of the believer's heart. You have the believer on it groaning. You have the prompter who is prompting these groans. And we have the assurance here that they go to heaven and they are heard by God. Why? Look what it says at the end of verse 27. He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Therefore, these groans, prompted by the Spirit, expressed by our hearts, that we think are pointless, could actually be heard more than our most articulate prayers. When we are most eloquent in prayer, when we are managing to pray beautiful words for long periods of time, we have no guarantee that these prayers are in accordance with God's will. But when the Spirit prompts prayer, even when they are wordless groans, even when they don't seem to mean anything to us, we have an assurance here that they are in accordance with God's will, because it was God himself through the Spirit that prompted them. And so we say the Spirit helps us by groaning in us, with us, and for us. And this is hugely helpful to us, hugely encouraging. The Spirit helps us by helping us to groan helplessly to the helper of the helpless. So what does that look like in real life? Well, here's encouragement for tempted young men, first of all. I have young men who come and see me quite frequently, and they are struggling with the temptation of pornography. And it's not just young men either. It's young women too, and older men and women. And it's a horrendous temptation, and when you've opened the door to that and it comes into your life, it feels so devilish, so overwhelming, so irresistible, so undefeatable. And all you can do sometimes is groan with the pain, with the pressure, with the power of the temptation. You feel so ashamed that you can't even put words together, and you just groan and sigh heavenwards. Well, tempted young person or old person, this is a Spirit-prompted groan which God understands and hears. This is encouragement, secondly, for, say, the exhausted young mother. If you have young children to look after, you hardly get a moment. As soon as you're up in the morning, there are demands upon you. Your days of peaceful, quiet morning devotions with your coffee are distant history. And on it goes all morning, all afternoon, all evening, and you tumble into bed and you think, I haven't even had a minute to read my Bible or pray, and you just groan and sigh. That is a Spirit-prompted prayer which God understands and hears as you groan heavenwards to Him. Here is encouragement for the repentant backslider, somebody who's fallen away from their faith, somebody who's gone into lots of doubt, had multiple questions, who've been walking in spiritual darkness, maybe moral darkness. You've wandered away into the habits and addictions of this world, and you're beginning to see your sin for what it is, and you're beginning to see how far you've gone away, and you wonder, how can I ever pray again? I'm so embarrassed about this. Guilt has closed your mouth, and you can hardly even say, Lord, but you groan, you sigh heavenwards. Again, be encouraged. As that groan goes heavenwards, as it did from the prodigal son in the pigsty, in the faraway country, it's a prayer, a Spirit-prompted prayer that God understands and hears. Here is encouragement for the aging senior, somebody who perhaps is forgetting more than they are remembering, someone who is suffering from dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or just general old age and decline. And you can remember days maybe when prayer was easy, and now your mind is just foggy and confused. You can hardly remember who God is or who you are or who your family is. You're debilitated. You find it hard to speak. And sometimes all you have is a groan. This, too, is a Spirit-prompted prayer which God hears and God understands. Or at the other end of the scale, maybe there's a young person, maybe you're a young Christian, and you hear your parents pray, or the pastor pray, or elders pray, and you think, I can't pray like that. I don't want to say. I'm not used to prayer. It doesn't come easily. I would be embarrassed to pray publicly. Never mind publicly, I'm embarrassed to pray privately. And you know you should pray, and you try to pray, and you just groan and sigh and grunt, and You think, that's not prayer, and this verse tells you that is indeed Spirit-prompted prayer that God hears and God understands. Be encouraged. Or maybe you suffer with mental illness. Maybe you're so cast down with depression or agitated with anxiety or distracted by OCD, and you can you're living in darkness and confusion, and you can hardly concentrate long enough to even put a sentence together, and you just say, Lord, and groan. That too is a Spirit-prompted prayer that God hears and answers. And it's true for physical illness too. Maybe some of us know this. When pain is so great, chemotherapy has worn you down, arthritis is overwhelming our bodies, and it's just agony, agony, agony. Painkillers don't help. Nothing helps. And you just lie there night after night, awake, racked with pain, groaning heavenwards. God is hearing that Spirit-prompted prayer, and God is listening with care and attention. Maybe here is encouragement for the stressed and the busy. You're in a season of life where you're making your way in life, and you've got lots of duties and lots of responsibilities, and you can hardly get a moment. Again, just sigh heavenwards, groan heavenwards, make your groans not just to yourself or to others, but to God, and know as you do so, it's a Spirit-prompted prayer that God hears and answers. Here's encouragement for estranged parents. You poured your life into your children more than they will ever know, and they've grown up and turned their backs on you, turned away from you. And it's so unreasonable, it's so irrational, it's so ungrateful. But they won't even listen. They won't return your texts. They won't answer a call. They don't invite you over. They won't come when you invite them over. And you just sit there thinking, what was all that about? All these years, all that pain, all that money, all that emotional investment, all these tears, all that you've done for them, and now nothing. Where's God in this? You groan. But as you groan heavenwards, know that the Spirit is prompting that prayer. He's heaving it heavenwards with you, with wordless groans, as it says here, with groanings too deep for words. Knowing that, as it says here, he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, for the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Here's encouragement for the convicted sinner. Maybe you're an unbeliever. You're coming though under conviction of sin. You realize things are not right between you and God. You're seeing yourself as condemned, as lost. You look around maybe today in church and you see lots of people are much better than you think, but they're not. You think, how can I pray? They can pray, but I can't pray. Can you not groan heavenwards? Can you not ask the Holy Spirit even to give you a groan to prompt a sigh heavenwards for help? He'll come alongside you and heave your prayers heavenwards with groans, and then maybe with words as well. Spirit-prompted prayers which God hears and answers. Here's encouragement for the dying saint. Maybe all your life you go through life thinking, I'd love to die a glorious Christian death. I'll go out with a bold witness. I'll go out with the songs of angels. But when it comes to dying, you're so weak. You're in so much pain. Maybe you've got so much medication in you that all you can do is groan. Again, as a dying saint, no. These are Spirit-prompted prayers which God hears, understands, and answers. The Spirit helps us by helping us to groan helplessly to the helper of the helpless. You see how encouraging this verse is? How helpful it is? to even just go to God now and inwardly groan, or this afternoon, go and say, Lord, I don't have anything. I don't have a word. I don't have a sentence. I don't have a minute. But I've got a groan. And if it's a groan heavenwards, it's been prompted by the work of the Spirit coming into your life, heaving a groan heavenwards, a groan that is in accordance with God's will. The God who knows the mind of the Spirit and who knows your own heart and can put these groans together and hear language, hear words, hear meaning that you will never know in this world, but that He knows now. So groan to the helper of the helpless. Where can we get help when we feel helpless in prayer? Groan to the God who helps us by giving us groans to groan to Him. God loves groan prayers often more than good prayers. Good prayers. Spirit-prompted groan prayers can be more pleasing to God than all our articulate traditional prayers. So, groan on, moan on, sigh on, weep on, knowing that God sees and hears and answers. And therefore, although the Holy Spirit likes to stay in the sidelines, unseen, unheard, unnoticed, just doing that quiet prompting work, let's just pause and thank Him. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for all the groans you've ever put in my heart to groan heavenwards. Thank you for that work. At least there were groans. There wasn't nothing. It wasn't just silence. It wasn't just empty. No, there were real, significant, substantial prayers in these groans. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your good and gracious work of co-groaning with me. And thank the Lord Jesus for His work in groaning while in this world. As He lived, as a man, He knew about the work of the Holy Spirit in His life. He knew about the Spirit prompting groans heavenwards as He stood at the graveside of Lazarus and groaned. As He wept over Jerusalem's unbelief, He groaned. As He suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane, He groaned. As He was abandoned on the cross, He groaned. As He gave up His Spirit, He groaned. These groanings were Spirit-prompted groanings. He couldn't find words at times. He couldn't find sentences. He couldn't articulate. He knows what it's like to be in our position. He took our position so that we could enjoy knowing that God hears even our groans. So thank the Holy Spirit, thank the Lord Jesus, and thank God the Father that He is the hearer and the answerer of groans. Let's groan to God with the groans He's given us to groan to Him. Let's pray. God of our groanings, thank you for giving us groans to pray to you with the help of the Spirit, and help us to groan with faith that you hear, you understand, and you will answer our groans. Amen.